This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Cincinnati native and Olympic gold medalist Heather Mitz is in the front row with Betsy Ross this morning.
This coming Tuesday, the Greater Cincinnati North Kentucky Women's Sports Association will be having its annual dinner to celebrate girls and women's sports here in the Greater Cincinnati area. And the keynote speaker for this dinner is Cincinnati's own Heather Mitz coming back. And we have her now as our guest on the front row. Heather, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Betsy. Happy to be here.
Of course, there are so many things that we can talk to you about. Your new career in soccer, your retirement from international competition, and so many other things. But let's talk first about this dinner coming up. As I mentioned, it is the Greater Cincinnati North Kentucky Women's Sports Association annual dinner. They put this on every year to celebrate girls and women's sports and hand out some awards for some of the top performers here. This is the 20th Anniversary Awards Dinner, April 23rd. On Tuesday at the Savannah Center in Westchester. And you are coming back to speak, and while you're no stranger to coming back to Cincinnati to speak, this is kind of a special dinner. It's a 20th anniversary, and you have kind of a captive audience. You get to talk to girls and women who are involved in sports. Why do you think it's so important to really get your message across of being involved in sports to this age group?
Well, I mean, I think just based on the fact that I've been able to have a lot of success and I'm from the area, you know, obviously I can, you know, correlate with the girls and, you know, I just think that I can come back and share my message and my experience and, you know, hopefully from that they can get some type of an inspiration or, you know, a message that's going to help them to become, you know, the best they can possibly be.
And you are back on a fairly regular basis here in Cincinnati with your clinics and such. How is the sports and especially the soccer growth in this area? Do you still see a lot of young girls and young boys involved in the sport of soccer here?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, that's basically, you know, the next generation is the youth right now. So we're seeing a huge boom in soccer, and it's so exciting for me, you know, to be able to be from the area, come back and, you know, to share my experience and, you know, to hopefully educate and help these players to become a little bit better. And I know it's a short amount of time, but I really do think that if the girls can step away, learning one or two things within that day, that's going to make them a better player and hopefully it'll give them an opportunity to play in high school and in college and at the next level.
Do you think, and not just in Greater Cincinnati, but of course you've seen programs throughout the country and frankly around the world, do you think that youngsters are getting good soccer instruction, especially at a young age?
I mean, yeah, it's all hit or miss. I mean, hopefully, but you know, it all depends on the coach. So just based on, you know, I was very lucky because I do feel like, you know, Charlie Cook did individual lessons with me when I was younger, and I really do think that helped me so much. And I had a lot of great coaches growing up. I was very fortunate. And through that, you know, I was able to get to the next level. So it does depend, I think, especially at a young age, if you can teach the right technique and just keep them inspired and enthusiastic about it, then they'll go on and enjoy playing.
You are, of course, a three-time gold medal winner in women's soccer on the Olympic stage. I guess in this era of social media, it was most appropriate for you to announce your retirement on social media. This is how you let everybody know that, you know, you were going to step away from the international stage. What led you to this decision?
You know, it was very bizarre that I did do it on social media, but I just felt like I do have, you know, a lot of fans that are on there following me, and I just felt like it was the best way for me to get my message out there. You know, U.S. Soccer does do a press release, but I also knew that they weren't going to use everything that I was going to say. So I wanted it to come from the heart, and I wanted to say everything that I wanted to say personally, and really the only way for me to do it, I felt, was to put it out there on social media and to put it out there in writing, and so I could reach as many people and let them know how appreciative I have been for the experiences and for their support.
Was it a tough decision?
You know, it was, I think, but at the same time, I was debating it after the World Cup. And then, you know, my husband and I, we sat down and said, let's just give it one more go to see if we can do one more Olympics. And I think, you know, after the Olympics, the fact that we were able to win gold, I felt, you know, very content about my career. I did still love playing, and I did want to continue going until we were able to start a family, but I showed up to camp in February and just I was just having one injury after another, and I think it was just kind of like time for me to be like, all right, you know, I've had a successful career, and at this point my body just no longer wants to hold up, and I just think now's the right time. I felt fine with it. So yeah, it was hard, but also I'm content.
Good. We are talking with Heather Mitz, of course, Cincinnati native and a triple gold medal winner in soccer for the U.S. Olympic team. You may be stepping away from the playing field, but you're not stepping away from soccer. Tell us about your new career in soccer.
Yes, I actually, when I graduated from college, I was going to go back and get my master's in broadcasting. But, you know, I started playing in the WSA. I thought I'd just play a couple years. And on the side, through my injuries, I was able to cover soccer, you know, through, you know, ESPN on the World Cup, or, you know, I would go back to do some of the college games. I really enjoyed it, and but obviously I love playing first and foremost, so I wanted to do that as long as I could. But now that I'm done, I'm living here in Philadelphia now, and I'm going to be covering sideline for the MLS team here, the Union. And I've been able to do two of those games, and you know, hopefully I'll be able to do more soccer coverage in the future.
There is yet another women's soccer league, professional soccer league here in the United States that's starting up. Look at the way that this league is built. It's not quite as big as when the women's soccer league that came out of the earlier Olympics that it launched. It's a smaller version of it. Do you have bigger hopes and better hopes that maybe this league is going to stick?
Always. I mean, hopefully a third time's a charm. I think that the fact that that U.S. soccer is finally backing it, that it has a better chance of surviving, you know, because that's really the big picture, is that U.S. soccer, you know, wants to make soccer better in this country. So by having this league, it's going to help our pool, which is going to help our national team. So I think that by their support, that hopefully this will be able to survive. But I do think, you know, we've always had the players. It's just been, you know, the product's been there, but I think the business plan hasn't been, so hopefully this time will be the right time.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because, you know, the leagues in all these different forms that we've seen over the years, they seem to launch under the excitement of, you know, like a big Olympic win, and people know your guys' names, and, you know, David Letterman has you on the show, and so we are all so excited. We know who you guys are. We've seen the play. I mean, just this past Olympics, I mean, your guys' games were some of the most exciting that we saw throughout the Olympics. So there's a lot of excitement and recognizability, if you will, with your team. How do you get that excitement and interest from the U.S. team? How do you translate that to a professional league? Because, you know, soccer is so ingrained in our youth sports. But, boy, you hit that professional level, and for some reason it doesn't have the buzz that a national team or Olympics does. How do you get that excitement to translate from the Olympics and the national play onto a professional stage?
Well, really, I think it's just getting people out to the game. You know, I've had so many people that in the past leagues, that say, you know, we really weren't that into soccer. But, I mean, man, they come to one game, and they're hooked because the level is so good. And there's so many great players out there that they highlight that you're going to know the names, but really when you come to the games, there's, I mean, all the players out there are great. So then, you know, the whole level of play, and you admire, you know, more players than just the ones with the big names. And that's really what it comes down to. It's just getting people out to the games. You know, the TV deal is not going to be there right now. I think hopefully that will come in the future if it survives. Obviously, TV will help, but right now It's just trying to market it. And once you get people to the games, they're going to be hooked.
Well, let's take you back to the London Olympics. As I said, the final games, final two games that you all played probably were some of the most exciting that we have seen in women's soccer in quite some time. Tell me about that feeling that you had with, you know, those last couple of games and winning that gold medal one more time. Tell me about that experience.
I honestly just feel like we knew we were going to win. you know, it's like when we get to that point where we're in the semis and we're in the finals, we've gotten that far. We've battled through so much that we have the confidence that we just feel like there's nothing that's going to stand in our way. And that's a pretty cool thing to be a part of. I have felt like that in all three Olympics. And really, honestly, when you look back, a lot of times in the final, the team we're playing against is sometimes a better team than us. But you know what? They don't want it as bad as we do. And, you know, it's nice to be able to look back and the three gold medals.
Well, and the joy on your all of your faces. I think that everybody in America was with you on that field because it just felt and seemed so joyful and, frankly, a little bit of relief that you won as well.
Yeah, absolutely, especially after the Canada game. I mean, gosh, they couldn't have played any better. And it's just like, wow, we just kept coming back and coming back. And, I mean, gosh, I feel bad for them. But at least they were able to get a bronze medal. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they're very happy with that one. But they were a tough team to beat that day.
Well, it was exciting for this Olympics and all the Olympics that you've been involved in. Heather Mitz, again, she will be the speaker for the 20th anniversary awards dinner for the Greater Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Women's Sports Association dinner. That's coming up on Tuesday, April 23rd at the Savannah Center. And if you want more information on that, we do have a link on WVXU.org, and we will get you all the information on that. Heather Mitz, congratulations on a terrific career. Best of luck in your next chapter, and thank you so much for being with us in the front row.
Anytime. Thanks for having me, Betsy, and look forward to seeing you on Tuesday.